If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break. Jake, you're a freaking nutcase.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you have any issues with your Apple products, your phone, watch, computer, or more, is there a place you might take that to nearby if you live in Lincoln, Kearney, Hastings, or GI?
Is it close to a taco place?
It could be. I think it is.
Is there good parking?
There's great parking. It's free.
Is there a lot of windows?
Is the staff good?
The staff is good. I think we're on the same page here.
Sounds like computer hardware.
Sounds like Tripp and the team at computer hardware.
No, we nailed it.
Yeah, you got it. You nailed it.
How would we know that?
70th and O, just south of 70th, though, in Lincoln, also in Kearney, Hastings, and GI. 45 years in business. You can buy new product there. You can get your Apple products fixed. It is a wonderful place. They've been around for a long time because they do excellent work.
The test of time. Came out through the floppy disk. Now they're running everything. The friends of mine that have stopped in there, I told you what I do. I purposely break equipment.
Laura sees it too.
Laura sees me.
Does it annoy Laura?
She does. She's like, stop it. Stop breaking your phone. Stop it. Why'd you drop your computer twice? The Lavender. I said, then go see his triple fix.
Pour coffee in the keyboard.
Yeah, pour coffee. Yeah, all the stuff. Yeah, just
accidentally.
Yeah. Oh, what happened here? Oh, I just dropped a mocha on the keyboard. Got to go see Trip. Yeah, do it on purpose. So much I love it there.
By the way, computer hardware. Please check them out today. Go see Trip and the team.
Hey, we can. There's a topic here. Just give me a second.
Well, hang on. Just go back to the Buc-ee's real quick. The Buc-ee's in KCUB by Kansas Speedway per several textures. So
okay. That's
where you can find the new Buc-ee's coming to
Kansas City. Makes sense. By the Speedway.
I want to pass something by you guys I'm not crazy. I got this from Trip.
Yeah.
I believe it was yesterday.
From computer hardware?
You were texting Trip yesterday.
Or it was Monday, actually.
Okay.
No, he texted and said, okay, now get ready for this.
Hey.
This did not register with me at all, and I felt awkward. Trip won't mind me taking this to the air. He texted, James Cunningham just stopped by the store. James Cunningham. I have no idea. Now we're in an awkward situation with Trip.
Do I know who that is?
I did not know. I said, the comedian?
I know. Then there's Richie Cunningham from Happy Days.
Did you look him up at all?
Well, I did, and I came across a comedian named James Cunningham. I said, so the comedian? Mm-hmm. No, he said he was a sports writer. I was like, I had never heard of him. Have you heard of him?
No.
Am I crazy?
No, I don't think so. It sounds like...
I typed in James Cunningham. There's two guys that come up. There's the comedian, and then there's the former U.S. ambassador to Israel, apparently.
No, okay. I'm telling you, ambassador to Israel stopped in, I would love to know that.
He said,
and the fact that Tripp knew who he was.
Yeah, he said his son is the AD at Cincinnati. I had no idea, Trip.
I don't know.
And then it ended. I didn't know what to say. I felt embarrassed.
Yeah.
I had no idea who James.
I know the same. And I love that. I usually do the
you
really,
guys don't know the James.
I do the really good look sometimes. I talked to someone out at Kozex. I spoke out there and I ran to the team of people that had hired me. And I talk about, oh, what a great time was at that. You know, who do you get this year? And he tells me the name. And he goes, well, we're trying to get so-and-so. I'm like, oh, that'd be awesome. In my mind, I go, I have no idea who this is. Then I kind of ask a little more, where's he living at now? And he tells me, I'm still nothing. I left going, I have no idea who this guy is.
What are you talking about?
I have no idea. And he's talking like, I should know this. And I'm going, uh-huh. like, I go, I have absolutely No idea. And he goes, yeah, he's retired now. Once again, I go,
I
just walked out going, okay, they're bringing somebody in.
Give me some factoids that might help out here.
Is he still tall?
Yes.
Does he play a sport?
Yeah. You don't want to ask that something too much because they're going to be like, what are you talking about? So, yeah.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Tripp got me. Tripped me up. Sorry, Tripp. The conversation ended awkwardly. I hope you understand. Yeah. I didn't know. I just didn't know James Cunningham. Maybe I should. I don't.
You were talking to swim out in the area outside the studio after a break. And this is completely off sports. I don't really care. It's a
what's that?
No, Bill does Bugaboo Tuesday. This is a slight bugaboo I have.
Swim?
And it's not. It's something you brought up that is. It's not your fault. It's not swim's fault. It's a society thing.
Okay.
I want you guys to.
Is it a you problem or a me problem or
society
problem?
It's probably a me problem. But Swim was saying he felt like he said I feel like a fatty. Is what he said because he had a big breakfast sandwich and he's full.
Yeah.
And he said he won't eat again until dinner time. And you said, you know, you're not supposed to eat it after 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
This has been something that's happened forever. Oh, don't eat after 6 o'clock. How? How do you go from 6 to 9 or 10 just not eating anything?
Seven.
Oh, you're such a criminal because you had a cookie at 7 o'clock.
I think it's a criminal charge.
Do you even care about your diet at all? Do you care about losing weight? Do people go to bed at 7 or 8 when you stop eating at 6 o'clock? I don't understand this. I've never understood it at all.
I agree. If I don't have a little something, I won't even sleep.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You weren't trying to upset me or Nick. What you say is it's a dietary thing. People talk about it for their. I don't get how you can function. Last meal is at 6 o'clock. No meal. I'm going to go to bed at 9 or 10. Wake up and eat maybe at 10 a.m. for intermittent fasting. I don't understand.
I think it's mostly about a meal. I don't think a cookie or a bowl of ice cream.
You're not supposed to eat anything. No, you're not supposed to have. If you're dieting,
bowl of ice cream might be rough. Have some cookies and ice cream quick. That's fine. Don't eat a full meal. Don't have a burrito.
Does anybody live by these standards where at 6 o'clock I'm done eating? I don't do it. I go to bed at 8 or 9 or 10. I don't understand.
I can't.
How you can function and live for a couple hours.
I can't say I live by it, but I think about it sometimes. I try to avoid food after 7.
Our friend David from Renew is on a weight loss journey, and he says since I believe October of last year, he doesn't eat after 6:30. I'm going to ask you, how do you function? How can you possibly operate unless you go to bed at 8?
Bill, help. Now, Bill, I don't know. You don't need to agree with me. I think it's an age discussion.
Think I'll push back?
I'm not as hungry as I used to be after 7. I'm not.
No, but can you just go without anything?
Not as much, yeah.
Yeah, I don't need anything. I ate an orange last night at about 8:30, and that was it.
That's still something, though. They're saying don't eat anything. The diet says
I don't, know if
don't
you
eat
take
food until after 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock.
Steak dinner at Outback at 9 is not the best.
That probably would not be recommended for these diets.
Right. Also, let's not forget, like I said, and I know there's always been accidents, but to my knowledge, you know, at the Pender Pool, which we were at every day, like that, there was no near-death experiences for someone that had lunch or a sandwich half hour before they went. Remember that one?
100.
You can't eat. You cannot swim for 3 hours. You'll cramp up.
Yeah.
When's the last time you were in the pool all of a sudden?
I never did.
Hang on. Someone come get me. Not when you're 9
or 13 or 13 15.
You could eat a prime rib dinner and swim all day.
Oh, I never abided by that in sports. Yeah. Yeah. They'd always say an hour, you got to eat at least an hour before. No, I didn't. I would eat any time I wanted to.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that.
The swimming thing was big.
It's hilarious.
You got to cramp up.
You got to cramp up. I never saw it one time in my life. Never saw. Oh, there's Timmy. He must have had a burrito.
Sunk to the bottom of the pool. He's gone.
He jumped off the high board and never came up.
He didn't pay attention.
What happened? Well, I was with him. We were at Popo's. He had a double cheeseburger. Now he's down at the bottom of the pool.
It's like a barbell.
Oh, he can't move his arms.
Why not?
He's flailing.
He had a spaghetti dinner.
Spaghetti got to
him. He had a Swanson's TV dinner. Now he can't get off the. Now he's stuck at the bottom of the pool,
cramped up.
No, doesn't happen. So probably we might get some. What's that? Some kickback. On
yeah,
it.
We.
Thank you for bringing up a bugaboo.
You're welcome.
It honestly bothers me.
It does irrationally bother you.
Yeah.
What are you eating at 8 o'clock?
I don't know. I'm not. I think I'm just hungry. By the way, 6 o'clock is the early dinner. I eat like 6:30 or 7 usually.
Right.
So now I can't eat after dinner at all. There's no nightcap. There's no anything.
Try it.
I'm telling you what gets me also is that I'll have to eat something like at 3 a.m. because if I don't eat anything at all and you go to bed and then sugar gets me up at 3 o'clock to go to the bathroom or just go lay outside. Cause she likes to lay outside in the grass at 3 o'clock like that. And all of a sudden I'm up and I'm like, I'm starving.
Yep.
And so all of a sudden I'm looking for
I'm
looking for a bite to eat of something.
Just something.
Yeah.
Like Ritz cracker.
Yeah. I'm not throwing in like a Lean Cuisine meal.
What's three. Bill doing?
Why is the microwave on?
Why is it beeping out there?
It's like pasta down there.
I'm having a Lean Cuisine spaghetti.
You're up at night a lot.
Every night.
Get some random texts.
I just get the double pause and sugar's right in my face.
I just do all dog owners. Bullet doesn't do that.
It does it.
It's
me.
Not a 3 a.m. thing. Yeah. It's like an 8 a.m.
But the problem I have is if you just do the old stop it, go back to bed. And she has to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I know that.
That's my issue. I'm like, okay, I don't want all of a sudden. Then all of a sudden she has an accident. I'm like, well, that's on me.
It's completely on
you. But the worst part of it is she will not go to Laura. It's only me.
She
never
knows.
A time. There's been a couple times I've been like, can you please take her out? Then I get the big sigh and the covers flail. And then I get the covers flail. And I get her the come on. Oh yeah, it's not good. So sugar's only on my side for the wake up.
Jake, Mark, I'm glad you got off the chest.
Yeah, yes, well, that's
good. You brought that to light, and I had to get it off my chest, so thank you.
You have an issue there.
Yeah, I don't get
it. It's not like you don't have to lose weight.
No, I'm not going to start doing this trend. I will eat after 6 o'clock forever.
He ate his breakfast sandwich too fast. Is that why he feels?
He might have thought it was too big.
It was too big.
He finished the whole thing. He felt a little guilty.
He only eats like once every 48 hours.
I think it's once every 56 now. Yeah. He's not eating at all.
He won't eat again until like tomorrow at noon.
The spillover is next, an early break on the ticket.
The spill!
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.